from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, October 22nd. Coming up, a look at the mental health challenges people are facing along with COVID-19 and why they could be even worse this winter. That story just ahead from Side Effects Public Media. But first, these headlines. Illinois has developed its plan for distributing a COVID-19 vaccine when it becomes available. As Sean Crawford reports, there are a lot of unknowns.
States have been rushing to meet a federal deadline to establish distribution plans, even though no vaccine is ready yet. Governor J.B. Pritzker says it's still unclear how a vaccine would be delivered, what kind of storage or refrigeration might be needed, and how many doses would be required. But Pritzker says his administration will put safety first.
Let me be clear. Illinois will not distribute a vaccine until we have one that is proven safe and effective.
The state's public health director says at least three vaccine trials are moving forward, but it's too soon to speculate on a timetable for when any one vaccine would be ready. Under Illinois' plan, healthcare workers, first responders, and the most vulnerable populations would be vaccinated first. The vaccines will be free to all residents, although some health providers might charge a fee to give the shot. I'm Sean Crawford.
Researchers at Southern Illinois University are taking part in an effort to help further understand the novel coronavirus by sequencing its genome. Associate Professor Keith Gagnon leads the lab working on the project, which is mapping the RNA of the coronavirus in an effort to understand how the virus is changing. These changes can also help researchers understand how the virus has traveled from place to place. The project is part of the Chicago Coronavirus Assessment Network, funded by the Walder Foundation. Gagnon's lab began working on the project at the start of the pandemic.
But these projects are designed to, in the next several months, sequence a few thousand genomes, hopefully.
Gagnon says he hopes the results of his research can be used to help public health authorities fine-tune methods to control the virus and help vaccine developers make vaccinations that will continue to work even as the virus mutates. The University of Illinois published the third version of its Illinois Climate Action Plan, or ICAP, this week, and it's officially been signed by Chancellor Robert Jones. The sustainability plan includes steps for the campus to achieve carbon neutrality by 2050. Illinois Newsroom's Lesha Bushak reports.
ICAP outlines a to-do list for the university in the next 5 years, with goals like reducing energy use intensity and demand, and prioritizing clean energy sources like solar, wind, and thermal energy. The plan also emphasizes sustainability beyond the campus and environmental justice in surrounding communities, says Meredith Moore with the Institute for Sustainability, Energy, and Environment at the U of I.
It will be invaluable to incorporate community involvement. If anybody is left out or any part of our population is left out, we won't have a sustainable community. So this is one of our key goals, to reduce our vulnerability, increase our resilience in an uncertain and changing environment.
An advisory team devoted to resilience will be comprised of campus faculty and students, but also employees of Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy, to begin identifying the biggest issues in environmental justice communities. I'm Lesha Bushak, Illinois Newsroom.
Officials in Vermilion County reported two more deaths from COVID-19 yesterday, a man and woman both in their 70s. 11 people have died from the disease in Vermilion County. Officials there reported 37 new cases yesterday. In Macon County, officials reported one additional death from COVID-19 yesterday, the 52nd in that county. Officials report 97 new COVID-19 cases. There are more than 1,300 active cases in Macon County, with 31 people hospitalized. Still to come, we'll take a closer look at the mental health challenges that people are facing along with COVID-19. That story is next on 217 Today.
Hey, this is Eunice Alpasan, engagement producer for The 21st. You can help shape our news coverage. Here's how it works. Just text the word TALK to 217-803-0730. We'll send you weekly questions on issues affecting Illinois. We might even mention your answers on the 21st. Text TALK to 217-803-0730 and join the conversation.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Handling the stress of the COVID-19 pandemic has been a mental health challenge for many people, and experts anticipate this winter will be even worse. Side Effects Public Media's Darian Benson reports.
Danny Hoover is a 26-year-old social worker in Indianapolis. She has battled depression and anxiety since high school, and the pandemic hasn't made it any easier.
I think during this pandemic, I've gone through what I would consider like my worst, lowest point with my mental health.
Now, Hoover is worried about the winter. That's when depression usually hits the hardest, and she may not be able to do things that help her cope.
So whether that means like going for a walk or driving somewhere or going to a park, like being able to access a different place that isn't where all those negative emotions started is really big for me. So knowing that in the winter, my options for that are going to be extremely limited is scary.
Hoover's fear is justified, mental health experts say. Here's Kevin Rand, a psychology professor at Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis. And he says COVID-19 has a huge impact around the world.
I think this is a major global stressor. And even if you have not had prior issues with mental health or psychopathology, that this would be sort of a perfect storm that would give rise to clinical levels of depression and anxiety.
Rand says a big concern this year is seasonal affective disorder.
Seasonal affective disorder is kind of a subtype of depression. People start to experience negative mood, usually beginning in the fall around this time of year, and they notice a consistent drop in their mood that usually lasts until the spring.
He says experts theorize this is due to significant drops in sunlight.
And so as daylight becomes less and less available as the winter sets, some of us can experience what's known as a phase shift, where our natural sleep-wake cycle gets out of whack with the 24-hour clock of the day.
That can lead to mood changes and depressive symptoms, like a lack of energy.
So I think anybody who experiences depressive symptoms is going to feel it stronger this year.
Research bears that up. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says symptoms of anxiety and depression increased between April and June. One study shows more than 40% of adults reported adverse effects of mental health or substance use abuse because of the pandemic. Shelley Johns is a researcher at the Regan Street Institute in Indianapolis and a clinical psychologist. She's seen an increase in depression and anxiety in her patients since the pandemic began.
You know, we've been into this for more than 6 solid months, you know, in the U.S., and just the stress has become chronic, and there really is still no big end in sight.
John says it's important for people to be proactive with their mental health and find coping mechanisms that work for them.
Making sure that you're getting the appropriate amount of sleep that your body typically needs this time of year, making sure that you're staying involved in social activities, even if it has to be socially distanced or if it has to be all via phone or the web, making sure that you're moving your body and getting out in the sunlight as much as you can, as safely as you can.
Hoover has created a calming corner in their home to help get through the next few months.
There's comfy pillows and blankets and books and materials and just anything like that I can use. I'm struggling with what I'm going to do about the physical space, but I know for me, the coping mechanisms I like to use are the like material artsy things.
Rand also recommends special light boxes to help people get through seasonal depression. He says they're available at places like Amazon.
Really what you need is a light box that gives you about 10,000 lux of light and just kind of exposes yourself to that for about 30 minutes in the morning. That has been shown to have a pretty good effect on depressive symptoms.
He says if someone's depression or anxiety is severe, they should contact a health professional. But the most important thing for people who struggle with mental health during the colder months is to remember spring will eventually come.
Accepting that you're going to probably feel worse this winter than in previous winters, and that it's hard, but it will be temporary and it will get better.
From Side Effects Public Media, I'm Darian Benson.
And finally, a warm weather day for us in East Central Illinois today. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says skies will turn mostly sunny by this afternoon with a high of 81 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Sean Crawford, Steph Whiteside, Lesha Bushak, and Darian Benson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.